I never felt very homesick when I went away to school. A little bit the first week, that was all. But I felt homesick then. There was just me and her, no other close relatives. I couldn't image life without her. Wasn't too bad, Mrs. McCurdy had said. A stroke, but not too bad. Damn old lady better be telling the truth, I thought. She just better be. We rode in silence for a little while. It wasn't the fast ride I'd hoped for. The old man maintained a steady 45 miles an hour, and sometimes wandered over the white line to sample the other lane. But it was a long ride, and that was really just as good. Highway 68 unrolled before us, turning its way through miles of woods and splitting the little towns that were there and gone in a slow blink, each one with its bar and its self-service gas station. New Sharon, Ophelia, West Ophelia, Ganniston, which had once been Afghanistan. Strange but true. Mechanic Falls, Castle View, Castle Rock. The bright blue of the sky dimmed as the day drained out of it. The old man turned on first his parking lights and then his headlights. They were the high beams, but he didn't seem to notice, not even when cars coming the other way flashed their own high beams at him.
"My sister-in-law don't even remember her own name," he said. "She don't know I, yes, no, nor maybe. That's what that Anderson's disease does to you, son."
Has a look in her eyes, like she's saying, "Let me out of here," or would say it if she could think of the words. Do you know what I mean? "Yes," I said. I took a deep breath and wondered if the pee I smelled was the old man's, or if maybe he had a dog that rode with him sometimes. I wondered if he'd be offended if I rolled down my window a little. Finally, I did. He didn't seem to notice, any more than he noticed the oncoming cars flashing their highs at him. Around 7 o'clock, we breasted a hill in West Gates, and my chauffeur cried,
"Look at son, the moon! Ain't she a corker?"
She was indeed a corker. A huge orange ball hoisting itself over the horizon. I thought there was nevertheless something terrible about it. It looked both pregnant and infected. Looking at the rising moon, a sudden and awful thought came to me. What if I got to the hospital and my ma didn't recognize me? What if her memory was gone, completely shot, and she didn't know I, yes, no, nor maybe? What if a doctor told me she'd need someone to take care of her for the rest of her life? That someone would have to be me, of course. There was no one else. Goodbye, college. What about that, friends and neighbors?
"Make a wish on it, boyo,"
the old man cried. In his excitement, his voice grew sharp and unpleasant. It was like having shards of glass stuffed into your ear. He gave his crotch a terrific tug. Something in there made a snapping sound. I didn't see how you could yank on your crotch like that and not rip your balls right off of the stem, truss or no truss.
"Wish you make on the harvest moon, always comes true. That's what my father said."
So I wished that my mother would know me when I walked into her room, that her eyes would light up at once and she would say my name. I made that wish and immediately wished I could have it back again. I thought that no wish made in that fevery orange light could come to any good.
"Ah, son," the old man said, "I wish my wife was here. I'd beg forgiveness for every sharp and unkind word I ever said to her.